So your dad thinks kind of, he's had to kind of settle down in the hospital, working for this hospital as an accountant?
Worked for the municipal hospital. He was the head bookkeeper. When he left, they discovered they had to have three people to replace him. He was such a hard worker. Excellent. I used to go over and have dinner with him at the hospital. He could have all of his meals there if he wanted to, so that meant he didn't have to eat meals at home except on Saturdays and Sundays. He liked to cook. Sometimes he'd do the cooking, sometimes my mother would.
But if he had three meals a day there, he was there quite a lot.
That's right.
Like from 7 until
7
or 8.
That's right.
So he was not around a lot, except on the weekends.
That's right.
You didn't see him much.
I saw him. I'd go over.
Oh, when you...
And I remember I drove a car from the time I was 13. My mother had a car. She was afraid to drive it. And this man during the Depression came and lived with us in that bungalette. Well, we took care of...
Five of you, you also took a man?
No, it was just my mother and father and I.
No,
my
brother
was well out by that time. He graduated from West Point in 25. We didn't go to Florida until 25. He was in the Army, he was stationed at Fort Riley, and he was stationed in El Paso, and he was in the... So Red said that he would teach me to drive, and we went into one of these suburbs that they put up everywhere, but didn't put anything in, the streets. And he taught me to drive, and I was a good driver. And then my mother and I would take the car and go anywhere. I remember the first time I really drove, we were coming down from a convention in Tallahassee when I was about 16 years old, I think. Maybe I was 15. And it was just pouring. And there were two women and my mother and I. And this Mrs. Hudson says, "I can't drive, I just simply can't." And my mother said, "Well, Betty can." So Betty got behind the wheel, and it was like driving a submarine. Rain in Florida is unbelievable. It's just the sheets of rain. And so for 50 miles driving down, I drove in the rain. My bath of blood.
You got there.
Oh, no problem.
So you said you took in a roomer during...
Well, we only took that guy because he was not a roomer. He was destitute during the war. I mean, during the Depression, people didn't start starving.
When you speak of, you've used the word Depression several times. Are you always speaking about the same period?
Well, from 19...
You talked about something in
Pittsburgh. When did the crash? 1926?
Yes.
Okay. 1926
there was also,
for about 18 months.
There was also a bust.
Well, there was
Pittsburgh.
Right after World War II, the
no.
one.
Right.
There was a slump.
Right.
A recession. We didn't call that one the crash, but the one in Florida was the Florida crash. There's
also,
always one word with quotes around.
There was also the Florida bubble or something, wasn't it?
Well,
later.
Mother bought a lot and sold it and did all right. My father bought a lot and thought he was going to get $18,000 for it, and he finally sold it for taxes. It was down on the port, on the
now
harbor.
Now worth $200,000.
Well, probably. We had a lot. My mother and I had a lot in Clearwater. Beautiful place. The reason we had it, she had taken it out in my name and thought that when I got out of college, we might build a house over there. And perhaps I would live there and teach. No, that wouldn't have been right. I would have lived in Tampa and taught in Tampa. They thought I was going to be a teacher. And we would rent the house during the winter for a lot of money. And then in the summer, when everybody left, we would stay there and spend the vacation time. That was about the time I just fell in love with your father. That took care of that lot. So she sold it, and I got, I think, $1,800 from it.
Your mother had money and your father had money? They kind of separately?
No. She would save money. He was very... any money he had, he gave to her, and she was such a good manager that she saved nickels and dimes. Somehow or another would manage to do things.